We're doing the Nedivot Shalom on the Parsha, and we're doing Parshas Noach, the concept of the sins that the earlier generations had sinned. And the Nedivot Shalom had introduced the concept that throughout the Torah we find light coming out of darkness. Even in the description of creation, every day is described as Vayhi Erev, Vayhi Voker. First there was evening, then there was morning. And he explained that we have three great lights, the three avot, and each one has their trait, these pillars of the world, Torah, Avodah, and Gemilut Chasadim. And corresponding to them, we have three great sins. In the beginning of creation, in the beginning of Bereshis, and those sins revolve around the three major sins, the three major weaknesses of humanity, kinah, tava, and kavod. Our sages say cause a person to pass from the world in an untimely fashion. Kinah, jealousy; tava, desire; and kavod, honor. And he began by describing the sin of Cain, the sin of Cain, that sin stemmed from his jealousy of his brother Hevel, Abel. V'chet dor ha-mabul, inyano tava. Let's see. So he's not going into that. But that is a parsha in and unto itself. You could say it's tava. You could say, yeah. Says, v'nechmad ha'etz, nechmad from Lashon Chamud, desirable. It says the tree was a tree of desire. It was desirable. But he's not addressing that. And it would seem that when we discuss the sins, the sin of Adam and Chava has its own place. Our sages say that was like the beginning of the world. That had to be. That was part of the plan of the world. The sin of the generation of the flood, that's the idea of desire. All of the flesh, all of humanity destroyed their way on earth. Well, right, we know they were taking women from one another, etc. It was all about desire. And like the Rebbe said, I don't know which Rebbe he's quoting here, I don't know what this acronym is for, that the original fault of that generation was that they looked at that which was prohibited. They stared, they looked. And if you look at the Torah describes it as such. When the Torah describes the downfall of that generation, the Torah describes Vayir'u, and they saw. The powerful ones saw the daughters of the man. And from that they devolved to a state that had never been before and will never again be. From looking at improper things, they reached such a level of defilement that caused all of creation to be flooded. It reached a point where their desire and their defilement flooded the world, and there was no capacity to fix it. We don't find God sending prophets to fix it. They've reached a point where God says, no can do. Noach, you're going to make it, and they're not. What?
No can do.
Yeah. Slang. sorry. Okay.
No.
God said that you've destroyed your way. God said to the people about that generation, they've destroyed their way so much that in order to build a better future, the way to go about it is by wiping out everything and starting with Noah. God sent prophets earlier. He could do it, right? But it's not within the realm of the way God is running the world. God gives us free will, and with that free will, a person can choose to go to great heights or to great depths. And when the world had gotten to such great depths, within the realm of free will, it was not possible for them to climb back up. That's the idea. The whole world had been flooded with desire. The world was all about desire. The world was at a state where it could no longer handle such a level of impurity. As we explained in his earlier speeches on the parasha, that in the Mabul, even the animals and the birds were destroyed. They too sinned, even though they don't have a desire to do bad, but the whole world had devolved. And so our sages teach us that three tfachim, three hand widths of earth were also destroyed. Three hand widths of planet earth were wiped down too. And even all of the air on planet Earth, up to 15 amma above the mountains, had to be filled with this water that wiped the earth clean. Because all of creation was defiled at that point, including the earth, including the air. Where did it all begin? This all began with the flaw of looking improperly. And that's why the Torah tells us this parasha, to tell us to what point things can reach, and how desire can remove a person from the world. And how careful one has to be with regard to this. And as the holy works quote from the Zohar, it says in the verse, Lapeta chatat rovetz, on the entrance, the sin is crouched. Da pitcha de gufa. That's a reference to the entrance to the body. Shezeh ashar lechol inyanei Torah. That's the gate for all concepts of the Torah. Pitcha de gufa shemevi lekol hachataim velechol hadvarim harayim. The openings, the apertures of the bodies, they are where one can attain great heights, or, on the contrary, great depths, great sins. So they use their desire for that which was improper. One can use his desire for things that are correct. So the second sin that the Torah tells us about teaches us the potential of desire. That's the sin of the Dor HaMabul. And the third sin, v'achar kach nemar chet Dor HaPalaga, then we're told about that generation that was scattered, hatofes gam ken makom nirchav b'Torah. The Torah gives that also a great breadth, describing the sin of the generation that built the Tower of Babel. Shapgamaya geut vekavod. Their pride, their honor was where they were flawed. Ukmoshen iskal, and like the verse describes, they said, Hava nivnelanu il, let's build us a city. Umigdal in a tower v'rosho bashamayim, the tower will reach the heavens. V'naseh lanu shem, we'll make a reputation for ourselves. Haynu shaita zo aklipa shel kavod. They were immersed in the peel, the external aspect of honor. Shematavatam hayta rosho bashamayim v'naseh lanu shem. Their goal was, let's build a tower up to the heavens. Oh, skyscraper. We'll make a reputation for ourselves. It doesn't say. It says it took a year to get to the top. Both. V'katva zot ha-Torah lo'orot ad-eichan magia godel ha-pgam. And here too, the Torah recorded this to enlighten us as to how great this fault can grow. Shelo haya lahem shum tikkun. That it reached a point where God said, they're unfixable. I can't help them at this point. The only thing I could do is, Vayafetz Hashem otam misham al pnei chol haaretz. God scattered them. God said, within the realm of how I created this world, free will, they've devolved so much within the realm of free will, the only hope they have is scattering them, to remove that desire for honor, that flaw of honor. Nimtza, so what we come out with is, Shatorah HaKdosha achen melamedet lanu beparshiyot eilu orchot chayim. In these parshios, where the Torah introduces the Torah with descriptions of sin, description of the sin of the generation of the flood, description of the murder of Cain and Hevel, description of the sin of the Dor HaPalaga, here the Torah is really teaching us how to lead our lives. Lema alula kina leavi. It's warning us. You should know where jealousy can lead. It's a flaw that a person has to be aware of. It could reach the point where there are only two brothers on planet Earth, Cain and Hevel. And yet, because of jealousy, you think, what's there to be jealous about? You have all of earth to yourself. No. Even there was room for jealousy, and the jealousy reached the point that Cain kills Hevel over it. And again, the Torah tells us to what degree desire can lead a person to destruction. And to what degree honor can bring a person down. Then, after we've had these warnings, so to speak, now we enter a new phase at the end of our parasha, at the end of Parashas Noach, we enter the revelation of light. Avram. Avram is beginning to lighten up the world. V'chakach matchil gilui or shel Avram avinu ba'olam, hatikun sheitchil me'Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov. That's Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov are coming on the scene to fix these points. Shehem, Avram and Yitzchak and Yaakov, they represent Torah, Avodah, u'gmilut chasadim, Torah, the service of Hashem, prayer, and acts of kindness, shloshet amudim shaleim ha'olam omed, the three pillars that the world is standing on. B'nigud l'gimel ha'chataim ha'nizkarim, in contradistinction with the three sins that we mentioned, ha'motzim et ha'adam min ha'olam, that they remove a person from the world. So Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov are going to come onto the scene to lighten up the world, to give the pillars to the world so that the world can remain extant. And Bezat Shem will pick up here with the last paragraph of this speech tomorrow night, Bezat Shem.